USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing to present what they call a mountain of evidence that shows President Trump abused his power. Congressman Jerry Nadler claims there has never been a president who abused the office like Donald Trump has.
No president has ever used his office to compel a foreign nation to help him cheat in our elections.
The New York Democrat also saying that the president put his personal and political interests ahead of the U.S. national interest and betrayed his country. Coronavirus may be in Texas. The Brazos County Health District says someone who traveled to China has met the criteria for the virus and is being kept isolated at his home. Testing is being done on the person who was not identified. The health district also says people should avoid going to Wuhan, China, where the virus originated. Brazos County is 2 hours east of Austin. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Democratic candidate for president and congresswoman explains why she's suing Hillary Clinton. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes updates the story from Washington.
Tulsi Gabbard says she's suing Hillary Clinton for defamation because Clinton told a lie that's cost her campaign more than $50 million. She says Clinton falsely stated that she, Gabbard, was a Russian asset. She says of the reason she's suing...
For Hillary Clinton and her powerful allies to attempt to smear me and accuse me, really implying that I'm a traitor, is something that I cannot allow.
Telling Fox News she has served the U.S. in the military and the government, and she won't stand for her patriotism to be questioned.
Multiple people who used to be senior executives at Wells Fargo are now facing charges and could be hit with major financial penalties. The five people charged on Thursday are accused of playing a role in the bank's sales practices misconduct by not doing their jobs well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The age-old debate of the importance of eating breakfast has made adversaries of Dr. Oz and Mark Wahlberg. Dr. Oz has advocated for abandoning breakfast altogether, saying people who intermittent fast between 12 and 16 hours could see several health benefits. Meanwhile, Wahlberg is saying he doesn't care what Dr. Oz says. He needs his breakfast, to which Dr. Oz responds on Fox News.
The big argument was, listen, intermittent fasting has been demonstrated over and over again to be one of the best things you can do to stay healthy. It makes you focus better, helps you resilient. Think about it. Our ancestors did not get up and have a platter of food in front of them.
Right.
They'd go
you
hunt
their
boar. Go kill a boar. So the way you have to have endurance to be able to exercise without having eaten.
The National Retail Federation reports Americans will be spending a record $17.2 billion on the Super Bowl this year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
As the 49ers prepare to face the Chiefs for the Super Bowl in Miami, the National Retail Federation reports the strongest sales figures of nearly 194 million adults spending an average $88.65. I spoke to Catherine Cullen at the National Retail Federation in Washington.
While most consumers are planning to buy some food and beverages, whether they're planning to attend a Super Bowl party or throw one themselves, drinks and entertainment are a big part of this event. But about 11% say they will buy team apparel or accessories, decorations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.